Once again, thank you, Chair. My apologies for taking the floor again. I want to start by expressing appreciation to the US delegation for their response. The first thing which we want to emphasize again is the question that consensus language in the UNGG reports is important but must not be inconsistent with existing IHO language or other obligations. In relation first to the aspect of unintended engagement, which the delegation has explained that this refers to the system engaging targets other than those authorized by the operator. Does this mean then that the system has autonomy in critical functions? Does this not fall under autonomous weapon systems that must be prohibited rather than mitigated? In relation to the second point on unintended bias, what again is meant by this? Chair, in terms of Rule 88 of customary international humanitarian law, the words that are used is adverse distinction. And in terms of international human rights law treaties to which delegates or states are party, the term that is used is the right to non-discrimination. In our view, the risk here can be properly identified as risk to the right to non-discrimination. The word unintended is not helpful because gender and racial discrimination or any other form of discrimination is not only harmful because it is intended, it is harmful because it is discrimination. And as ICRIC, we insist on using language that already exists in binding treaties. Thank you.